This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. PowerHour.com is our website. ConstitutionalAlliance.org is Mark Lerner's website, and focused on Constitution, obviously, with an especial affinity and expertise in biometrics. And this is an important issue, I think, that most of America and the world have kind of ignored and not really known what's going on until, hey, wait a minute, how come we're in this box? Mark, we're going to continue on with you. And I want to ask about the pictures, because, you know, I know there's some religions, Jewish religion, certainly Torah-believing people, they don't want pictures at all. They don't take pictures at all, and they don't want them up. Where are we as far as states getting an ID, getting whatever, with no picture?
It's very tough now in any state. Recently, we were able to help a young woman in Pennsylvania get a ballot without photo ID. But the move is to completely eliminate ballot without photo IDs. I've been asked by the Amish to come visit them. I did. They explained to me their position, as we all know. They're opposed to any photographs. So I went to the Indiana Capitol to talk to their lawmakers. This Amish community is in Indiana. And even the Republican lawmakers refused to help the Amish. In New York, we were contacted by Jewish organizations that believes it violates the Ten Commandments to have their photo captured. So we are working with both Jewish groups and Christian denominations to make sure people have an opportunity to get a ballot without photo ID. But I want people to really understand, if you're not going to verify birth certificates, we've spent between $10 and $20 billion, the federal government, on real ID. States are spending millions, if not tens of millions of dollars, to be compliant with real ID. And here we are, 17 years after 9/11, and birth certificates are not being verified. So we've spent $10, $20 billion, and the simplest of things that we have the ability to do. We absolutely have this ability. That's what the federal experts said. The problem is, the federal government's more interested in your photo or your biometrics than they are in really knowing who you are. And that's why they're not verifying birth certificates.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to call and ask Mark a question, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Eric, just let me know in my ear if somebody calls in. Mark, this is such an important point that you're bringing up. It's not even doing what it's like so many things we've seen constitutionally, you know, supposedly it's for one thing, but it ends up being for something else. Let's go into the today is Constitution Day. It's the anniversary of the first ratification of the Constitution, 1787. How in the world can we have confidence in a government who is so careless, so disregarding of our privacy? How in the world can we have confidence in them to do anything, especially our biometric scan?
Here's the thing. If you're relying on the government to not use biometrics without the knowledge or consent of people, the biometric industry lobbyists, they've got all the money they need, believe me. And lawmakers, when I meet with senators or members of the House, or I meet with their legal counsel, they don't have the time to do the research. They really don't. They get a solution from, quote, tech companies, biometric companies, it seems to resolve a problem they have. So they accept the solution, even though it isn't a real solution at all. It only gives perceived security. And here's the problem with perceived security. When you believe you have security and you have perceived security, then you don't take the measures you need to take to have real security. And that's where we're at today. Now, I'm not suggesting our intelligence people or people in the federal government, FBI, DHS, they don't want to stop acts of terrorism. Of course they do. And they're putting their lives on the line every day. But the bottom line for citizens is we have to make sure whatever the federal government does is transparent and it's consistent with our constitutional rights. And I'm telling you, at the 2012 Republican National Convention, people that supported Ron Paul, they went out and they rallied in the streets for Ron Paul. Their facial image was captured by law enforcement, and they were identified. Not that they were doing anything wrong. They were simply supporting Ron Paul. And I know all this sounds crazy to your listeners, but believe me, I don't get called to testify because I'm throwing out a bunch of conspiracy theories. I get called to testify because people know I have spent 15 years, over 35,000 hours, looking at biometrics in the United States, around the world. I spend time every day reading scripture. And I'm telling you, if you read scripture and you look at what is prophesied and you look what's going on today, you are witnessing the beginning of this prophecy being fulfilled. And I want to talk about two bills that have been in Congress. One's called the Legal Workforce Act, and the other is called the Photo Identification Security Act. Both these bills are going to be reintroduced. The Photo Identification Security Act would require your photograph before any financial institutions can do business with you. The Legal Workforce Act will require that you provide your biometrics to your employer, who would provide them to the Department of Homeland Security before you're able to work. And I know everybody, you know, a lot of people favor E-Verify. But I'm going to tell you something right now. There was recently a case in Arkansas, even, where a company in Alma, it was raided by ICE. And the bottom line is this. They made a lot of arrests of illegals at this company. All right? But here's the problem. That company uses E-Verify. And E-Verify did not identify the people that were working there as being in the country illegally. E-Verify is not, it's not even close to accurate. When it comes to identifying people that are in the country illegally, the last study that was done showed it was about 60% accurate. And this most recent raid by ICE, this is not old news. This actually happened just about a week ago, September 12th, and I'm telling you, the company used E-Verify, yet had all these employees arrested for being in the country illegally. The name of the company is Bryant Preserving, and they employ a lot of people. But even using E-Verify, they couldn't identify the people in the country illegally. This goes back to why verifying the birth certificate is so important. If you verify a person's birth certificate, then you know two things. You know who the person is, and if they have a birth certificate, you know they are a citizen of the United States. But you have to verify the birth certificate. And that's why I want every one of your listeners to do two things. Call your DMV, Ask them if they're verifying birth certificates. You will find out the answer is no. And then go to our website, Constitutional Alliance, one word, constitutionalalliance.org. Read our most recent article. If they'll do that, then they'll understand why it's so important that they contribute to our organization. Our most recent article is on our homepage. It's called Safer Than We Were Before 9/11, ? And Russia and Your Biometrics, ? Take you 10 minutes to read it and understand your rights as a citizen and your responsibility as a Christian not to go along with this global biometric system.
We have a couple minutes before a break. Can you stay with us, Mark? This is so big and so important. Can you stay with us?
Yes.
Please, thank you very much. What does it look like? We'll get the answer on the other side if we need to. We've got a little over a minute. What does it look like if this whole system, this whole grid is enacted, complied for? What is the future going to look like?
What the future is going to look like is, in order for a person to be able to do anything, it will be within the confines of what the government thinks is permissible. You might as well throw the Constitution right out the window. You will have people in government and really people that are policymakers that aren't even elected officials deciding what you can and cannot do. And what kind of documentation you're going to need to do it.
Let me talk about the, you mentioned banking. I mean, obviously the mark of the beast, you cannot buy or sell anything without the mark in your hand. I mean, any Christian or any lot of non-Christians, they know that story. This sounds eerily like that. Is that where we're going as far as the money situation?
Exactly. It is exactly where we're going. 80 to 85% of the world's population is already in this global system.
Oh, my God.
And I don't care if you're looking at Nigeria or countries in South America, other countries in Africa, you got about 57 countries, China, Russia, the European Union. They're all instituting biometric programs. And the telecommunication system that allows all countries to share biometrics is called the International Justice and Public Information Sharing System. It's already in place.
Sounds like George Orwell. That sounds like the book 1984. It doesn't sound like our Constitution. Today's Constitution Day, ladies and gentlemen. There is nothing more important to your life than these principles. Nothing. Nothing more important. Now you're going to see. Only at the last minute will you know, but now you can start to see.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I do- did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
We're continuing with Mark Lerner from ConstitutionalAlliance.org. Now, Mark, you got to know, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, please, Mark is not just some guy sitting in his basement just putting piecing things together and wanting to talk about this and trying to wear some tinfoil hat and say the sky is falling. No. Mark is a world-renowned expert on this subject and knows it backwards and forwards and testified before Congress, testified state houses all over the country, and is doing everything he can to get the word out. He is a hero. He is a whistleblower like so many of you for the things you do, so many of the people we have on this show. We feel a desperate urge to adhere to truth. And to get people to listen, and to get people to believe, and knowledge is power, and my people perish for lack of knowledge. Our ignorance, our lack of knowledge on this subject has gotten us here. Now, Mark, with the rest of the time, let's talk about some solutions here. What can we do?
Okay, the first thing we need to do, all birth certificates and death certificates are done at the county level in every state. Now, states over the last 10 years have moved to centralize their birth certificates and death certificates at the state level. Once they're centralized at the state level, they need to remain under the control of the state, but they do need to be digitized. And once they're digitized, they need to be numbered sequentially. And what would happen is, if Bob Smith went to Oklahoma to get a driver's license, and he had a birth certificate from Virginia, the Oklahoma DMV could query the Department of Vital Statistics or Human Health in Virginia, in Richmond, and verify that Bob Smith's birth certificate is in fact authentic, and it is issued to Bob Smith. Now, it would prevent people from being able to use other people's birth certificate. We give the actual solution in the article we're asking people to read on the top of our website, the one we've been referring to all day long. or all this during this show. We have a PowerPoint presentation. Takes about 5 minutes to go through in that article. That PowerPoint presentation gives you exactly the way, gives you exactly the way the solution would work. But at no time would the federal government have your birth certificate and death certificates, and there would be no centralized database of all birth certificates and death certificates. Our solution is actually what is being called for today by the people who came to testify at this hearing in Oklahoma from the federal government.
Let me back up a little bit. I love the decentralization of information. I think that's one of the beauty of the Constitution, is the decentralization of power and limited powers. Let me go maybe in a little different direction. At one point in this country, we knew pretty much everything that the government was doing, and the government knew almost nothing about what its people were doing. Now, we know almost nothing about what our government is doing, and they every freaking little thing that we do, including the cottage cheese we bought at the store last night, or whatever.
Right.
Why shouldn't we go back to, you know, what about people without birth certificates? Why are we even getting a birth certificate? Why, I mean, why should we even trust any of these systems and keep all these things? I think we should be going the other direction and not be getting any IDs for a driver's license. Come on. We need to find some kind of different solution there. Why are we letting ourselves be basically sacrificed into this beast-like system?
Okay.
What would you say to that?
I would say this. Number one, I understand the objections people have to driver's licenses, but let's face it. We do want to make sure people that are driving know how to drive, and we want to make sure that if we're in an accident with somebody, and God forbid somebody in our family is hurt or we are, for liability reasons, we want to make sure we know who the person is who hit us, and hopefully they'll
have
insurance.
Well, that's why we have insurance.
Yeah,
well, that's why we have insurance.
An insurance company is not going to license or protect people, provide insurance to people who do not have driver's licenses. An insurance company wants to make sure you pass the driver's license test before they insure you. So as much as I would like to get rid of all this, the fact is we're not going to get rid of driver's licenses. It's not going to happen. The problem is the biometric component to getting a driver's license.
Yes. Well, hold right there. Hold right there, 1 minute, Mark. We got a, this is a quick segment, longer segment coming up. Let's continue this discussion. I think this is extremely important. The biometric part of it, let's separate this out. This is big. Ladies and gentlemen, constitutionalalliance.org is his website. Thepowerhour.com is ours. Stay tuned with Mark.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
It's been 3 days since Florence began pounding North Carolina, and Governor Roy Cooper says there's much more to come.
The danger is still immediate. Flood waters are rising as rivers crest, and they will for days.
Now a tropical depression, Florence has caused nearly 24 deaths, including a one-year-old boy who slipped from his mother's grip and drowned in Union County. The coastal city of Wilmington is nearly cut off. North Carolina Transportation Secretary James Trogdon.
We have one limited route into Wilmington, and we're pushing supplies as hard as we possibly can.
Rescuers are plucking residents from flooded homes as North Carolina's swollen rivers are reaching record or near-record crests from the epic rain that was unleashed by Florence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you ask screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Talking to Mark Lerner from ConstitutionalAlliance.org. I'd like to make you aware of our great specials that we have. All of Dr. Group's products, the cleansing, the oxy powder, the Livotrex, Paratrex, Renal Trex, Kidney Cleanse, all these things are on sale. The Neurofusion, the Detoxidine, what have you, the B12, the liquid B12. Boy, does that stuff work good. All these products and more over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. And, of course, Robert Redfern, his great products. We even have the acupressure machines that use acupuncture points, but no needles. Very cool. Portable, what have you. Awesome. On sale over at the Power Mall. And today is Constitution Day, ladies and gentlemen. Take a minute, if you would, to remember that and to look at your Bill of Rights that's hopefully on your refrigerator. These are the principles that will save us, and there's nothing else. We've been sold the Bill of Goods. Our founding fathers were frickin' geniuses. They saw it all coming. If you know anything about their history, you'd know. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829 is the number. Thank you so much for your purchases and your donations and your attention. Thank you. Back to Mark. Mark, what you were talking about before the break, the driver's license, we're in a situation where we're not going to get rid of it, and I tend to agree with you. I mean, we're entrenched, at least for the foreseeable future, on this. Why don't you go ahead and talk about that? Also, what if somebody doesn't want to get a birth certificate? What if somebody, you know, I'm so reluctant. I don't want to get further into this beast system because it's going to lead to destruction, I see. Go ahead and maybe address those things.
Okay. Number one, look, the mark of the beast doesn't exist until the Antichrist is revealed. What we're looking at now is the precursor. In other words, the building of a global system of identification and financial control. Now, I understand a lot of Christians are looking for the glory of the rapture. And God bless everyone. I mean that. But we wrote an article in the section, What Christians Need to Know. And it's titled, God Cares About Every Person, Every Soul, Do We? So if you're a Christian and you believe in pre-tribulation rapture, do you believe that everybody that is left after you've been raptured should accept the mark of the beast? Okay, that won't work. Otherwise, we're condemning all those people to hell. Okay? So what we
all right, let me stop. Hold on right there, Mark. Hold on. Mark, yeah. Let me stop you right here. I don't want to get into the pre-trib, rapture, all this.
Yeah.
I do not want to talk about the rapture here on this show, and I'll tell you why. Please don't let me offend you, and I'll tell you why.
No, you're
because
not.
That attitude about the rapture, it tends to neutralize and neuter people, and I don't
that's
like that. And it's been used. Good, because it just, I don't even want to talk about it. We're not even going to address that.
Yeah, that's my point. Too many people have looked at that. And our point is, put that whatever your feelings are about that issue to the side. The bottom line is this. There will be a mark of the beast. And if people aren't educated about what it is, and what the consequences are of accepting it, then they are going to hell. So what we want to do is educate people.
Let me interject again. From what you've told me, and, you told me it won't come out till the Antichrist, what have you, but this is the precursor, this is the building blocks of it, what have you. From what you told me, you're telling me to don't give my picture to anybody, don't get a driver's license, don't get a birth. I mean, that's what you've told me. From the information you gave me, that's what you're telling me. What other conclusion would I come to?
Yeah, what I'm saying is, look, we're fighting for a religious exemption so people can get a non-biometric driver's license. Now, you could still have a photo for people who want photos, but it would be a low-resolution photo, basically an analog photo. It's just as recognizable as the photo on your driver's license today. But because it's low resolution, it's not facial recognition compatible. We also support people like the Amish and some Jewish people that prefer to have a valid without photo ID. The birth certificate is only important in that it establishes who you are and what citizen or what country you are a citizen of. That's it.
All right.
Now,
all
it's
right.
Still kept under the control of the state under our proposed solution. Okay? And our solution has now been accepted by a government-funded organization responsible for digitizing all birth certificates and death certificates at the state level. Not at the federal level. So, the bottom line is this. Here's why countries want biometrics. We wrote an article about 15 years ago talking about all the balls every government is juggling. In our country, it's healthcare, terrorism, fraud, welfare fraud, identity theft. illegal immigration, whatever your interest is, all those problems, education, they still exist in our country. So look at it like a person juggling balls. The more balls you keep adding, eventually the person juggling will drop a ball. The juggler in this case is our government. So when our government doesn't address these issues, eventually people on the left and people on the right are going to rise up and oppose what the federal government is doing. The way the federal government will have control over the people is by having their biometrics. They will know where you're at, who you're with, what you're doing, because they have your biometrics.
Okay.
And that's true in every country.
All right, you just told me again, the core, the end result of this. You just told me, you just scared the heck out of half our audience and basically told them, don't get a driver's license, don't give your picture to anybody, get out of the system, don't relent to any of these things, do not relent to any of these systems, do not comply with any of it. That's what you just told me. That's what I got out of it.
Let me be clear. We're not opposed to birth certificates. We're not even opposed to a driver's license because we know they're not going away. What we are opposed to is a high-resolution digital photo specifically for use with facial recognition. If people want a photograph on their driver's license, they should be able to get what we had prior to 2000, analog photos, low resolution. So we're telling people, look, if you want a license, get a low-resolution photo. That's not available in any state now, and that's why we are bringing a lawsuit under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that will allow people to get low-resolution photos. But we do want birth certificates verified. There was just an article that came out of Massachusetts on September 6th. There's a link in the article we just published. The Registry of Motor Vehicles of Massachusetts issued 1,900 driver's licenses to dead people. Now, that's an audit that was conducted for the state of Massachusetts, okay? Now, this is a real problem when people that are dead, people are using those people's birth certificates to get driver's licenses. And this is
your lawsuit
all over the country.
Okay, that's a big problem. But that ain't half, that ain't a quarter a big problem of what you're talking about, this total control system and the Constitution being thrown out the window.
Let me
that's a big problem.
Like, with biometrics, we call it the linchpin of a surveillance state. If law enforcement using surveillance cameras, drones, whatever, if they see your car going down the road, they can use automatic license plate readers to identify the owner of the car. But that doesn't tell them the owner of the car is the person driving the car. The only thing that would tell them that is the use of facial recognition. I can see you going into your home. I can look up public records. Who owns that home? The only way I know if the person entering the home is the owner is to use facial recognition. Biometrics are the linchpin of a surveillance state. Every government wants to use them because it gives governments more control over their people.
All right, let's stop right there. One segment left on the other side. Once we're in the database, can you get out of the database, yes or no?
No.
Oh, jeez. Okay, we'll be back in about 4 or 5 minutes, and we'll conclude with Mark Lerner. Stay tuned, everybody. ThePowerHour.com, ConstitutionalAlliance.org.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Last segment of our broadcast with Mark Lerner. A fantastic interview. A lot of important points. I'm sure people maybe have thought about this, but not to the depth that Mark has gone and more. Conference.org is his website. Mark, as I'm listening to you, and I mean, the thoughts running through my head, the fight we should be doing is not about driver's license, this, that. We should be fighting. We don't want any ID. We want it to go back to the 1800s somewhere. I mean, America lived just fine in the 1800s. Everybody got along without all this intrusion. Tell me where I'm wrong here.
Okay. Too many Christians, especially, but really all citizens, see biometrics as the way to stop illegal immigration, terrorism, identity theft, etc. Okay? So the reality is, And even the people that we vote for, that we put in Washington, here's the problem. We used to define government as the federal government being the ones that decide federal policy. They enact laws consistent with that policy and then enforce those laws. Today what's happened, the federal government isn't the one that's coming up with the policy. You have special interest groups on the left and the right because of lobbying that are controlling policy, giving it to the lawmakers we elect, and those lawmakers are then turning it into law and enforcing that law. All citizens, Christians or not, need to understand biometrics is a linchpin of a surveillance state, okay? You can get a driver's license that's non-biometric. That's what our lawsuit's going to be about. But here's the thing. If your biometrics are in a federal database, you have a passport, etc., or you are in the military, look, your biometrics are not going to be deleted. At the state level, there can be legislation to delete your biometric in state databases. But if we're only thinking about ourselves, then we are not being devoted Christians. What we have to create is a scenario where, yeah, a lot of people are in this system right now. They can't get out of it. The federal government has their biometrics. But there are a lot that aren't. And our children and grandchildren aren't in it. So let's do something about that now. Because it's like Swiss cheese. If you create enough holes, if enough people aren't in the system, then the system collapses. Now, we know from prophecy there will be a system. There will be a mark of the beast. But as Christians, our responsibility is to do what? To go out and preach the gospel to the whole world and to make disciples. If you don't see in this country the war going on against evangelical Christians, you're deaf and blind. And unfortunately, the scripture is very clear. Okay? Happy is the man that's not condemned by what he uproots. Evangelical Christians are taking the blame for everything wrong in our country. They are. And the bottom line is this. There's going to be a time where evangelical Christians are so outnumbered, they won't have a say in government, much less policy. We need to
interject right here. We're outnumbered right now. Preaching the gospel. Right. We're outnumbered right now when it comes to policy, when it comes to government, when it comes to the deep. We're outnumbered right now. And it's not even about Christianity or not Christians or non-Christians. This is about liberty or not liberty.
Right.
That's what this is about, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm tired. I'm so sick of feeling like we got to go to these chicken neck retards at the government or at the motor vehicle division or whatever and beg them to exercise our rights that God gave us. I mean, we need to stand on our feet that God made for us and start taking the power, or they're going to, you see it, ladies and gentlemen? They take the power that we give them and fly it back on us, used to control us to further build their system that they want and the control grid. And it's you who they want. It is you who they want. Your soul, your life, your money, your activity, your future, your rights, your everything. 231 years ago, our founding fathers put a document, the hedge, a protection, a frickin' miracle happened in this country. And the problem that we have, 100%, if you want to put it that way, of our problems is that Christians don't know a damn thing about this. They know nothing. And now, just like Mark said, they're going to approve and they're going to fawn and they are going to beg for the noose that is choking them to be wove by everything that they give it and to destroy them.
That's what pisses me right off, Mark. That's what gets me fired up.
I want people to do one thing. Yeah, what? I want people to call their DMVs, verify birth certificates aren't being verified. I want people to go to constitutionalalliance.org, read the top article. If you do that as a Christian, pray over what you read, and the Holy Spirit will give you the wisdom to know if you should donate to the Constitutional Alliance and the work we're doing. But I will tell you this. We've been doing this for a long time. We work with state lawmakers around the country, ministries around the country, all kinds of people. And we are starting to get the word out there. But it's going to take the support of everyone. Your listeners, people all over the country. And if they don't give, and 10, 15 years from now or less, not just them, but their kids and their grandchildren are in this system, they have nobody but nobody to hold responsible but themselves. Go to constitutionalalliance.org.
One of the great lessons of the Declaration of Independence, there's about four unbelievably big lessons of the Declaration of Independence. Two of them, one, our rights come from our Creator and are unalienable. They cannot be abrogated. Two, people's general nature is that they will endure hardships, they will endure evils while they are sufferable instead of correcting them. That's why we're here, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're here. That's why this is on our doorstep now, because it's come so far. I mean, Do you understand how desperate this situation is right now? And people like Mark and what they're doing, getting this word out, and he's working with pastors. It's fantastic. Mark, I applaud you. God bless you. I got a little fired up. Thank you so much for being patient. And ladies and gentlemen, please support Mark, constitutionalalliance.org. Mark, thank you so much for coming on, and God bless you in what you do.
Thank you, and God bless you and your audience. God bless these United States of America.
Yes, sir. And our job is to get out of the system.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.